Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Noong Setyembre, naghahanda ang Filipino high school student sa Australia ni si Sky Camarse para sa kanyang year 12 exams nang malaman niyang hindi na-aprobahan ang kanilang visa renewal application at kailangan niyang lisanin ang bansa.
My mom's visa expired in around March, so we had to reapply for another, but by the time the decision was made, I basically aged out, which rendered a refusal and subjected me to the Section 48 bar, basically disallowing me to apply for most visa subclasses onshore.
Lumipat si Sky sa Australia mula sa United Arab Emirates noong September 2022 bilang secondary visa holder sa student visa ng kanyang ina. Noong nag-expire na ang visa noong Marso, nag-apply sila ng renewal. Pero dahil tumuntong na siya sa edad na 18 nang lumabas ang desisyon, ibig sabihin hindi na siya kinukonsiderang dependent, kaya hindi na siya pasok sa visa requirements. Naghain sila ng apela na batid niyang walang katiyakan, pero mahalagaan niya na umabot siya sa high school graduation.
Yeah, it was definitely a relief. I mean, I guess in terms of graduation, I was able to attend that stuff and I'll be able to attend my formal. I guess these things are like valuable experiences to kind of live with my friends, and I was really bummed out on having to miss out on that stuff. In terms of the appeal, there is a lot of uncertainty there, but it does give me a lot of time to reassess my place and do it in a time where it's kind of not in the middle of my HSCs, just a time of a big transition for me. It gives me just time to properly sit and think about it instead of, I guess, rushing into things, having to make decisions within a very short stipulated time frame.
Bagaman mula sa Pilipinas, karamihan ng pamilya ni Sky, kabilang ang kanyang ama, ay nasa UAE. Isa rin ito sa kanyang pinoproblema sakaling kailangan niyang lumabas ng Australia.
Planning out my options in terms of applying offshore, exploring other visa subclasses, which was very limited. And in terms of going offshore to apply for a visa, it turns out it would be a massive risk for me in terms of that my ties to my home country are very limited. I'm from the Philippines, but I've never really lived there. So in terms of proving that to the Department of Home Affairs, it would be considered as a weak tie. And my family is based in the UAE, but since they don't really offer a pathway to citizenship and it's mostly just long-term visas, the department also doesn't consider that as grounds for a strong tie and connection to country. In the UAE, they don't really offer permanent residency. I think the max they offer is a long-term 10-year visa. And in terms of citizenship, the only way to really get it is by descent.
Matapos ang paghain ng apela sa tulong ng migration lawyer, nais din ni Sky na maglabi ng mga pagbabago at pag-amyenda sa Migration Act. Naghain ito ng petisyon upang maamyenda ang batas na mag-standardize ng depenisyon ng dependency, partikular na sa Student 500 subclass visa, na dapat anyang nakalinya sa iba pang visa subclasses.
Yep, so my petition is based on standardizing the definition of a dependent within the 1958 Migration Act, especially in the Student 500 subclass. There is inconsistencies with the other visa subclasses like partner and humanitarian, which a dependent is considered until the age of 23. I think in terms of my advocacy efforts, it's kind of something I've developed a passion for. It's something I've been enjoying doing in the time I have when I'm not studying or at work. I guess It's kind of relaxing, just drafting up the petition, designing graphics about it to post online. It's been a fun experience. More passion into it, knowing that it can potentially help many others. And my efforts haven't been limited to migration. It's mostly as well extending to, I guess, many young Australians transition from dependency to adulthood. And I guess there needs to be more support networks that go into that as well, because I recently also submitted a submission to an upper house inquiry about the prevalence of loneliness and social isolation. And in my submission, I mentioned that one of the key demographics that experiences this is young Australians transitioning to post-HSC life.
Humihingi rin ito ng suporta mula sa mga politiko at umaasang makausap si Greens Education Spokesperson Merin Faruqi kaugnay sa temporary resident program at epekto nito sa mga kabataang migrante. Bagaman papayagan siyang manatili sa Australia habang hinihintay ang resulta ng apela, wala siyang ideya kung gaano ito katagal at baka umabot pa ng maraming taon.
Recently, the AAT, I believe, was restructured into the ART. So I think even my lawyers are very uncertain about how that new tribunal will function, in a sense of, will it be the same as how the AAT worked, or will there be more accommodating policies in place? From what my lawyers have said, the original time frame was around 695 days, but after the transition to ART, it could be significantly longer than that.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Sam Dover para sa SBS News na isinalin sa ating wika at isinalaysay ng ngayon lingkod, TJ Korea, para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.